Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Connerly back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top economists in our Brain Trust. He's the author of Bizonomics, From the Headlines to Your Bottom Line, and he's our good friend, Bill Connerly. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Bill, I know that I always like having economists on the show because you guys have a little bit of a different perspective on things, and I'd like to get your perspective on where you think the U.S. economy is right now.
Yeah, well, where we are right now is that we are kind of stuck in an underperformance. The actual growth rate isn't too bad. If we were at had an unemployment rate of 5.5%, we'd be saying, gee, the current growth is fine. Mm-hmm. The problem is we are roughly 5 percentage points below where we ought to be,
Yeah. But
we're growing at sort of the same pace as our potential. So we just have this persistent gap. It doesn't feel good to anybody, and I don't know when we're going to get out of this slow growth, steady period.
You know, Bill, the people who are still in business are there for a reason, because they figured out how to be successful in the new normal. You don't hear about a lot of startups, and when you talk to small business owners who are doing okay, even those people are not excited about tomorrow.
You know, I think that's right.
That's very upsetting to me, because this is not the way we are in America.
Yeah.
This is not what we expect. These are not our expectations, are they?
Right. And, you know, I'm of mixed feelings. I have been cautioning some of my business clients to be cautious about capital spending. But
yeah.
On the other hand, McKinsey Corporation just had a list of game-changing technologies, 12 technologies, and I start looking at what is happening, and I'm like, wow, we've got a great future in front of us. People ought to be laying out cash to get ready for it, but on the other hand, nobody feels like his or her business needs further capacity.
Right.
So we're investing in energy saving and labor saving projects, but nobody just wants to be ready to serve more customers. They don't think more customers are going to walk in the door.
Well, for about the fourth year in a row, close to 5 years now, the NFIB's, Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB survey of small businesses shows that most small businesses do not want to borrow any money. And that's where, as you know, that's where most of our growth capital comes from bank loans. And no, they're not doing that. And I'll tell you something, Bill. I'm going to put a fine point on this, I just have to tell it like I see it. I think people don't realize what a dark cloud Obamacare is casting over small business America. What do you think?
I think there's truth there, and and it's not just Obamacare, although that's a big part of it. And I don't want to spend, you know, all my time bashing the President of the United States. But what I see is the playing field is getting tilted towards big business.
Yep.
And
Wall Street.
Right. And the higher regulatory burden. I work with a lot of banks. And, you know, we used to have a lot of banks that had $25 million in assets, you know, one office, $50 million in assets. You cannot afford the compliance officers you need unless you're a bigger bank.
Right.
And then here in my own state of Oregon, and I know this is happening elsewhere, our legislature is giving special favors to large corporations,
mm-hmm.
But the small business climate is not very good.
Well, I believe that. And of course, look at what else is happening. Look at what the Fed's doing with their $87 billion a month in quantitative easing. That money is not trickling down to Main Street, Bill. It's just
right.
It's not getting down here. And so that's why, and you and I both know, and people could say, well, you know, we're talking about small business. How much could that impact be? Well, folks, small businesses create over half of the U.S. economy and employ over half of the people. When you put a dark cloud over that sector, Bill, you've backed up the economy, haven't you?
Yeah, you have. But there's good news. You want to talk?
Yeah,
about
absolutely. I can't wait for good news. We're going to talk. Bill's going to brighten our day when we come back after these messages and talk about how to do some business planning in these uncertain times. 20 till, here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.